It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't believe in hypothetical situations. That's like lying to your brain.
Is that, what's his name? Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock.
Hilarious.
What's the character's name, though?
I don't know. Gay guy.
Yeah, what's the gay guy's name?
I can't remember his name, but I remember him saying, I love two things in this world. Everybody and television.
That's where they tried to get him on the elevator last night, right?
Mistress of Death would know his name.
Mistress of Death would know?
Yeah, it's her
Molly
favorite show.
Molly McBride.
Are you referring to Ms. McBride?
Yes, Molly McBride.
The unsinkable Molly McBride.
Kenneth.
That's
right.
That's
thank you.
Wasn't it worth me asking?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was Kenneth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to get the last segment of Buzz here. And now a live version.
Oh, this is exciting, isn't it?
Of Katie, ladies and gentlemen. And without further ado, here it is. Live. Katie's thought of the day. I won't try to make
it
live.
Hi there. This is Katie with a live thought of the day. I hate candy corn. There's a very good reason it's left over after Halloween. It's yucky.
Yeah.
Sugar-flavored wax in no way passes for candy, and just because it gets dressed up in a 1970s collar scheme does not make it any more appealing.
No.
I hate candy corn.
Right.
And you.
You mean?
I hate you, too.
Thank you. Very nice. Oh, no.
She's wrong, but really cute.
That's Katie's thought of the day. Thank you very much, Katie. I like it live.
Doorbell.
Thank you.
And turn that fireman song off. You are killing me with that.
Stop it.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
I hate it too.
Rob, turn up number four, please, with all your fireman
stuff. I really hate that song.
Let's get our last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Boybang.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes, I promised you better news, and I think we're starting. We're going to ramp up into the better news here.
All right.
News about Lehman Brothers, one of the Wall Street companies you bailed out.
Get ready, America.
Finally got around to firing their CEO. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, but that's not the good news that's good for us.
I'm ramping up. It gets better and better and better. Richard,
watch this, Mike. Here it goes.
Richard Fold, by the way, will get no severance, no bonus.
You'll get no bonus.
No golden parachute.
No more Delta.
He will continue to get paid through the end of the year, and he may still have something left over from the $34 million he made last year.
Good Lord.
But this is encouraging. A survey of American entrepreneurs shows that 92% of them say they would have started their business even if the economy had been bad at the time. More than half of them believe that America's economy will remain the strongest in the world.
And certain entrepreneurs would have closed their business when the economy was bad at the time.
Unless they're in a recession-proof business like Chimney Sweep.
That's right. Yeah, if you need a restaurant.
And although most of us are still available, although most of us are cutting back on almost everything, our pets will not suffer from a lack of chew toys.
Call 1-800-O'Mara's restaurant.
A new survey shows that among those cutting back, fewer than 1 in 4 of us plan to include our pets in that spending cutback.
Hello, Beluga.
Consumer Reports found
Do you give gifts to Beluga at Christmas?
Yes.
Well, sure.
I don't. I mean, I'm there when he gets them.
Santa Claus. Santa dog does.
That one does?
Yeah.
I mean,
she does. I've never presented him with a gift. Maybe I'll do that this Christmas.
It'd be nice.
Maybe I'll give Beluga a gift.
What do they call it? Pig's ear?
I'll give him the gift of my attention.
Yeah, but that is spurned.
It's worked well so far.
It is spurned.
Yeah,
it is spurned. That's the whole problem, Rob. It is spurned.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? It's love unrequited.
It's love unrequited. Mm-hmm. It's spurned love.
Spurned.
Beluga spurns me.
I thought I smelled something spurning.
On a regular basis, he spurns me.
It's only spurned around the edges. You can scrape it off.
Texture writes, we need Katie in studio full time.
I'd like to have her in here all the time.
I would, too.
Nice. Keep her away from the dump button,
wouldn't
it?
That's right. It sure as hell would. Good point.
Yeah. Keep her in the studio, duct taped.
Buzz Burbank, kick saving a beauty.
Consumer Reports found that 84% of us are cutting back on ourselves, 40% on friends and family, and 30% say they'll spend less on their coworkers. Sorry, Joe.
I will be spending less on my coworkers this year.
Should we not exchange gifts this year?
No, we have to.
I know.
Why don't we do this?
I have a deal with Joe and I haven't exchanged gifts in a long time.
I am willing to entertain. We can discuss this as we get along.
All right. Right.
We should have a different system. So it's not as much pressure.
No, you know what? It wasn't Joe.
It's always been a lot of pressure.
It was John Norman and I that had a system. I always buy Joe the same thing.
You do?
Yeah, a pretty bottle of vodka. Not necessarily good vodka, but a pretty one.
I'm not sure.
To me.
Yeah. I feel it every year. It's more and more pressure.
I bought you a beer machine.
That's right, and we're going to invoke
beer
that
machine.
Beer machine.
Beer machine.
Just in time. Just in time.
Just in time.
No.
Just in time.
1-800-FIREMAN.
Rob.
Oh, man. Sorry.
77% of us say we will not cut back on what we spend on our pets this holiday. By the way, 90% of us think this holiday will be at least as happy as last year's.
Mm-hmm. What will you get Beth Ann?
My love.
Again, unrequited.
Though. Unrequited.
Always. Get her.
I'd love, we all should chip in and get her a puppy. Because she wasn't able to get Samson, the big dog that she wanted.
You don't need to chip in for that.
We can get her at the shelter. We can get her.
You get a rescue dog. That's what you want to do. You want to save the dog's life, and that's a great gift, Mike.
Rescue dog.
Rescue dog.
Don't play it again.
1-800-RESCUE-DOG.
For me, a hand mirror.
Hey, bravo.
Yeah, but Buzz's personal hand mirror.
That's right.
With his hand on it.
The need for alternative fuel and the need to save the planet are leading to some exciting new technologies and discoveries, and the best ones, as with mind-altering substances, are the ones that come from Mother Earth. Scientists have just discovered a kind of rock found in Southeast Asia that has this remarkable ability to soak up carbon dioxide.
Wow.
When the rock, known as peridite...
That's the one I gave him. I saved that. That's the one I waited for. I only was going to do it if it was really real.
Reset the board. We are even. We are all even.
Scientists have done what?
They found this rock that soaks up our carbon dioxide.
Wow.
I know. When the rock known as peridotite comes in contact with CO2...
Peridotite.
It turns this global warming gas into a harmless mineral called calcite. Cool. Huh?
Really?
Used properly, it could be the rock that saves the planet.
Really?
Yes.
But how much do we have of this rock?
Isn't that something?
Well, quite a lot of it in Southeast Asia.
But we're not there.
That's something. Wow.
So you top that with paper or scissors. I would be perfectly happy to leave Sarah Palin alone at this point, but John McCain's people just keep giving.
Yeah, now this is a great story as far as the fact that we know now the rift between the McCain camp and the Palin camp. They are throwing this woman under the bus.
Yes,
and you know what
they're
going to do by doing this? They're going to actually make her star rise. Yeah. I really do believe
you think
they could
are they dishing more crap on her?
They are indeed. The mounting evidence does seem to say we may have really dodged a bullet.
Mounting.
And this is from the Fox News Channel.
You going to have the Africa thing?
Mm-hmm. McCain campaign aides say the Alaska governor thought Africa was a country instead of a continent. She also couldn't name the countries that are part of NAFTA. Here's a hint. The NA stands for North America, and your big three North American countries are Canada, the U.S., and Mexico.
So they're saying that she actually thought Africa was just one country.
Was a country. Yeah. The country of Africa.
Amazing.
And in fact, it's a continent.
I mean, if it's true, but I mean, they're all sniping now, so you don't know what's true and what's not.
John Stewart said that her answer to that was when she was asked to name the three big countries in North America. She said, us, gay us up north, and the burrito place.
McCain staffers are also appalled by her scheduled interview with a DJ who pretended to be French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
It was funny. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her for that. When you've got your handlers and you're in that position, they give you the phone, you're supposed to deal with that.
Yeah, and she had probably a little, you know, maybe not quite herself, tired towards the end of the thing.
She was into the wine pretty good.
I'm just kidding. Today, this very day, a lawyer for the Republican Party flew to Alaska to retrieve the clothing the party will now give to charity.
Leave that story alone. I'm tired of that story.
No, videotape her.
Videotape it?
Taking those clothes off. Sure.
And you see, Rob, it turns out the Palins spent more than that $150,000 we've heard about by another $20,000 or $30,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Mike.
Wow. That was a real wow there.
That was a good one.
That was one of Buzz Burbank's
one of my smarmy, smart-ass
smarmy wows.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Beer may fight disease someday. Students at Rice University believe they've created a beer that has the same healthy antioxidants found in red wine.
Is that an Asian university?
No, it's here in this country. It's in Texas.
We can't get out of here soon enough with you.
Now, if they do this, this would make beer effective at fighting heart disease and diabetes.
Never felt better.
They will unveil their creation this weekend in Massachusetts at a genetic engineering competition.
So it's actually able to be consumed now?
Yeah. Well, yes, they believe it is. They'll be introducing it this weekend. And see, now even Rob is interested in genetic engineering.
Very good.
And finally...
I always was, really.
As another week draws to a close, gentlemen, it's time to bestow our Father of the Week award.
Oh, here we go.
This week's award.
It's not me or Rob?
Nope. Not this week.
He got edged out, Mike.
This week's award goes to 30-year-old Daniel Stewart of Thank You, Florida. The genius in St. Petersburg left his 6-year-old boy and 7-year-old girl home alone, and then he went out for something.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a thinking, caring man, he outfitted the kids with a hunting knife, a baseball bat, and an axe so they would be safe until his return.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
After he left, the kids went next door, and the neighbor called police. Daddy Daniel is now looking at 5 years for child neglect.
This will take care of him. They know how to fix him. I took the fight out of him.
Yeah, well, it was real smart of him, weren't it?
But mark my words, the kids are going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody finally gets around to giving them names.
They don't have any names?
Uh-uh. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Ivan Sick.
God, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank comedian Joe DeVito. Joe is going to be out at the Cinema and Draft House, Montgomery Draft House, tonight.
Right, that's tonight.
And then Arlington Draft House tomorrow night.
That's
so
right.
There's a Draft House.
Check him out. Also, the author of the Sookie Stackhouse series, mm-hmm. Charlaine Harris, created True Blood, and also Colin Boyd from GetTheBigPicture.net. Monday on the show, we've got Ben Whittacombe from Star Magazine and also a sex lady, CEO of Chick Media, Kelly Holland. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara kicking it over to Rob for the last comments of the week.
From the edge of your nose to the tip of your hand. Remember these words. 1-800-FIREMAN.
Thank you very much, ass. All right, we'll see you next week for another great week of shows. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Stop it.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.